This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Studley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are thankful and grateful for this opportunity, hallelujah, to speak into your life tonight in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thank God for the blood that flows in our veins and we are found in our right mind as we put on the mind of Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put the throne of grace. We come to you, humbling ourselves beneath our mighty hand. Just thanking and praising you for your goodness and grace and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful as we call upon that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. I ask you to hide me on Calvary's cross. I ask you to anoint this lips of clay to use us, Father God, for thy glory. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up every technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just come on in like a resting mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. If we have your Bible, amen, we'd like you to open it up to the book of James. Book of James, the first chapter, and we'll be looking at verses 21 through 24, and also James, the second chapter, and we'll be looking at verses 17 through 18. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Beginning with James chapter 1, verse 21, it reads, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." And the second reading is James chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, and it reads, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." Let me reread that. "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." I have read to your hearing James chapter 1, verses 21 through 24, and James chapter 2, verses 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
And also Romans 10 and 17, and it reads, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank Providence Tebow for sharing the scriptures with us tonight. Amen, because God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God, Providence Tebow, amen, for having this opportunity to come before the people through the use of the internet. Hallelujah, even though we're teaching and preaching locally, we're reaching globally. So we thank God for another year, 2020. Hallelujah, that it'll be a year of greatness. It'll be a year of the manifestation of the promises of God within our lives. Each and every day we must have a spirit of expectation of believing God for the impossible, that he can make it possible to be manifested in our lives. Just these next few minutes, amen, if I may ask you to be in prayer with us, we want to talk about faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Simply saying, putting your faith into action. Hallelujah. Again, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. James 2, verse 17, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, all those that will be listening in later, faith must be put into action for it to come alive. You see, faith must be followed with actions that are consistent with what is believed. You know, a lot of people say, I have faith, I have faith. Yes, we do have faith, because God have dealt to every man, woman, boy, girl, the measure of faith. So everybody has a measure of faith that has been placed within them. In other words, we all start at the same place. God have created us, and he made sure that we all have a measure of faith. So faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Faith is the ability to believe. But that ability must be used and act upon for faith to come alive and for faith to work. Believing is the action side of faith. Believing is acting in faith. Just having faith is not enough. Having the ability to believe is not enough either. So faith has to come alive when we put it in motion, when we put it in action. One must act on that ability by acting consistently with what is believed. Again, here the Apostle James tells us that faith without corresponding action is faithless. I mean, it's lifeless and dead. Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being alone. A better word for dead is, in this verse, could be dormant. Faith is dormant, unproductive, or inoperable. Faith has to have action with it. Actions are needed to bring faith. Hallelujah, to bring faith to life. We know, Providence Tebow, anything dead is not alive.
True.
So in order for it to come alive, we must believe that it will happen. See, a lot of times we say we have faith, whether we believe it or not, each and every day we exercise faith. When we sit on a chair, We don't check the chair to see if it'll hold us. We just sit and believe that it will hold our weight. When we go and we sit in our car, we put the key into the ignition. We turn the ignition, believing that it don't stop. Unless the battery is dead, it won't stop. But a lot of times when we put the key in the ignition and turn it, it'll stop. So whether we believe it or not, we do things by faith, whether saved or unsaved. Whether, hallelujah, as long as we are alive and well, there is people that have faith that don't go to nobody's church. There's people that have faith. They know the principle of how faith works. They know the principle about sowing and reaping. But they won't doubt. They won't enter a door of a church building. But in their own life, they exercise faith. In our own life, even as believers in Christ, we exercise faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it goes down a little bit further and said in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Here is an example. If we go to the book of Luke, the 5th chapter, and we look at verse 24 and 25, Jesus encountered a man that is paralyzed. Hallelujah. Luke 5, verse 24 and 25. We're going to ask probably this T-Bow to read that for us. Hallelujah. Luke 5, verses 24 and 25.
But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God.
Amen, amen, and amen. From what was read, Jesus, this man is paralyzed. And Jesus told him, he said, you know, hallelujah, for those that were listening in, he said that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sin. And then he took a little bit further, he said unto the man with the palsy, the paralyzed man, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go into the house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that which he laid on and departed to his house, glorifying God. You see, faith, hallelujah, has to be exercised. In order for faith to come alive, the thing that has you bound, in order to be set free, you must, by faith, come to a place of being delivered of it. Coming to a place of whatever have you bound, pick it up, and by faith, hallelujah, be loosed of it. And the Bible says he departed. But guess what he did? After he departed, he gave the glory to God. Because God is the one, he's the great deliverer. He's the one that can change situation around. He's the one that can take on a situation that seems impossible and make it possible by his, and then, you know, by his hand. So he gets the glory. He gets the praise and the honor. See, God is good and worthy to be praised. Another example, probably this T-Bow, is when Peter and the disciples was in the boat. And here was a storm. And Jesus was on shore, and he came walking on the water. In the midst of the storm, it was dark, and it seemed a figure of a man coming towards them. And here, Peter, the apostle Peter, the disciple Peter, hallelujah, he seen Jesus, and he said, "Lord, if that's you, can I come to you?" And Jesus said, what? Come. So Peter received faith when he, to walk on the water, when he heard Jesus say, come. But notice that faith did not come alive until Peter threw his leg over the side of the boat and started walking. Sometimes we say we have faith, but we stand, we sit still. But notice when Peter put his foot over the side of the boat and started walking, action unlocked the power that was resonant in faith. Yes, Peter walked on water, didn't he? But the Bible says when he saw the wind, hallelujah, he began to sink. And Jesus lifted him up. What happened, Prophetess Tebow?
He took his eyes off Jesus and started to focus on the circumstances surrounding his situation. That's what happens to us when we don't concentrate on Jesus. We pay more attention to what's going on with us, the situation we're in, as opposed to who has the power to fix it all. So when he took his eyes and focused off Jesus, he began to sink in the water.
But look at the mercy of Jesus. He just stretched out and he picked up Peter. Hallelujah.
But that was because of all the disciples that were in the boat.
But Peter did something that the rest of them didn't do.
He stepped out of the boat.
He stepped out in
so
faith.
Because he stepped out of the boat, Jesus had to be putting his word in to rescue him.
So many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them where?
Out of them all.
Isn't that a blessing to know? That even though you may, because you may, your back may be against the wall. You may be like the rest of the disciples in the boat. Because of fear, you won't come out. But you see, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. Everything we get from God will be able to be done by will.
Faith.
Because faith is what makes it happen. Faith, believe, with your belief, gonna make it happen. For the manifestation of the promises of God to be manifested in your life. So believers of Christ, faith must be put into action so it, in order for it to come alive. Faith by itself is dead. But faith would work. Become alive. Hallelujah. Believers of Christ, find and study the promises in the Bible, the Word of God, the manual that God has left us to read. All answers to everything that we're going to encounter in this life is in the Word of God. Biblical instruction before leaving earth. That covers all of our needs. Give yourselves to them wholly and meditate on them until they get deep down inside of you. Spend time with God and listen to God speak. Do what he says and make the changes that he requires of you. You see, hearing God's voice produces faith. And obedience to what he said produced the victory in our lives. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening. Brothers and sisters in Christ, hearing God's voice produces faith. And obedience to what God said produced the victory in our lives. Now that's something to shout about. That's something to be excited about in 2020. Happy New Year's to everybody. Amen. 2020, it can be an exciting year for you as well as for us, as well as for everyone that believes the Word of God. Because the Bible says if you believe, you shall what?
Receive.
Hallelujah. See, you can't allow doubt. You can't allow fear. You can't allow double-mindedness to come in Because a double-minded man or woman won't receive anything from God. Because he is stable in what?
In all
his or her ways. Isn't that a blessing to know that we got, as Prophet Sebo said it earlier, stay focused on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
And just because he does not do it does not mean he cannot do it. It just means it's not in your time, in his time, and for it to manifest in your life. So just because you don't see it when you want to see it does not mean that he's answered no. It just means it's not time, his timing, for it to manifest in your life. That's where we get knocked off of our seat, because we want God to be on our time schedule as opposed to us being on his time schedule. What we're praying for and what we're believing has to line up with the will of God and God's timing. It's all in God's timing, not ours. Then the Bible says that 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is 1,000 years in Christ. So our timing is not his timing. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. So we can't even use our finite mind to place on God parameters for time as to when we should see the manifestation of the answer to our prayers or how he answers them even. Because we may be praying for relief or deliverance, and the deliverance that he has for the prayer we're asking may be death. So we have to get an understanding and really hear what God is saying to us, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And death of a person, death of a loved one, may be the answer to the prayer. Even though our prayer was to deliver them from their pain or their anguish, or deliver them, heal them from their disease or their malady or whatever is going on with them, and God's answer to their prayer may just be death. It's up to God. It's not up to us. We all have our crosses to bear. We all have trials and tribulations to go through. And it's how we go through the valleys, how we go through the trials and tribulations, that God gets the glory. If you're going to be in a valley, in a bad place, in a low place, and complain and mumble and murmur and keep your head down and look like you're defeated, then you are defeated, because the victory has already been won. With Jesus' death on the cross, the victory has already been won. So the devil is going to try to deceive you into thinking you can't make it. It's all over. You might as well throw your hands up, give up, because there's nobody to rescue you, when it's already been done. So in your mind, you have to know, in your mind, in your heart, you have to know the battle is already won. The victory is already yours. We just got to get to the end. We just have to get to the end. We have to get to the time when Jesus comes back, or when he takes us up out of this physical body that we know. We have to get to the end. We have to endure. And that's where our faith comes in. Because if you don't put your faith into action, which means that if I believe that God has me and he's covering me and I win in the end, then I have to walk around with my head held high. Joy in my heart, joy in my step. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy for you, because until you learn to actually truly trust in God, trust in Jesus, trust his word, it's a struggle. But when you lean and depend on Jesus, on Christ, on the Holy Ghost, on God, they all work together as one to secure you, to comfort you, to strengthen you, to get through your valley. And once you believe in your heart that God got you, that's when you get that peace that surpasses all understanding. People don't understand how you can smile and be happy and when what you're going through. They're looking at your circumstances, but they don't understand that your circumstances don't define you. God defines you.
So we are people of faith. We don't go by what we see.
We have to be people of faith. We have to be.
We go by what we know.
We believe in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know, regardless of what situation you're in, you have to know that God is in control. The battle's already been won because his son died on the cross.
So it's just a process that we got to go through.
Yes, it's a process. You got to go through. Just like people seem to think that because of the choices we make before we get saved, that we don't have to suffer the consequences of those choices. Not so. We have to still suffer the consequences of those choices, but knowing that God will give us the grace and the strength to go through them, whatever the consequences are. That's it. That's the way you have to believe and look at things. You can't look at it as, oh, this is the death of me, this is undoing me, this I can't. No, you can't handle it all by yourself. You can't handle anything by yourself. You're only given the strength to get through it by God, by Christ. And that's that faith in action again. Mm-hmm. I believe his word is true. I believe he's a deliverer. I believe he's a comforter. I just believe he's a healer. And whatever he says is what is. Not what man says. Not what the society says the situation should end up being. Because I can tell you, there are many times when pen and paper for my bank account cannot explain how I got through a month. There are times when if I look at the numbers, I can tell you how things got paid on what the numbers I know went into my account. So you have to just believe. You have to just have that faith and belief in the master who holds and owns everything. So, and then once he does it for you, nobody can tell you he can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can take that away from you. So that just makes your faith and your belief even stronger because he's shown you what he can do, what he will do. If you just obey his word and walk in the characteristics that he had, Jesus, when he was on earth. Those same characteristics he had, we have to have, which means we have to know what the word says. Because, see, the devil knows the word, too. He was once an angel.
Better than all of us.
Most of us. So we have to give him back the word of God and believe it when we say it. We can't just be mealy-mouthed and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall. You have to declare it boldly. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it. Because you can't say it like with force and boldness if you don't believe it.
Right. In other words, you gotta be excited. You can't be like somebody sucking on lemon juice. You have to be very, very, very excited about what you believe.
Yes.
Because if you believe it, then people can see it.
That's right.
The zeal in you.
Yes.
But if you don't believe it, you're trying to fake it to make it, then what happens? All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know, Providence, but while you was talking, it brought back to my attention in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall bring it to direct our path. A lot of times we say we believe God, but when our back is against the wall, do we really believe? You see, if we got money in the bank and we say that we believe in God for a financial blessing, okay, and we can go to it, that's not faith because we can go to it.
Yeah.
But when we don't have, when our money gets funny and our change gets strained and we don't know where to go, but we got to look up to where coming our help, coming from the Lord. The Bible says every good and perfect gift come from above. Amen. And God, he knows how to meet our need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank Providence Tima for sharing that testimony on how God came through in her behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. So the same God that did it for her is no respecter person.
Amen.
He can do it for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So hearing God's voice, again, it produces faith. And we thank Providence Tebow for sharing those words with us, which is in line with what we are talking about. Faith must be put into action for it to become alive. So hearing God's voice produces faith, and obedience to what he says produces the victory in our lives. So remember, we have to step out in faith in order to keep faith alive. We have to step out. If you say you believe, you have to put that belief into action and step out in faith in order to keep faith alive. So believers of Christ, when you live a life of faith, it pleases God. Hallelujah. God is pleased when we move out in faith, when we step out in faith, when we believe in faith. We all start off again with a measure of faith, and it only increases while you meditate on the word of God and put faith in action. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about faith must be put into action for it to come alive, or just simply putting your faith in action. You see, your faith should be reflected in your action. If you believe God's word, you need to demonstrate your faith by acting out on what you believe. Hallelujah. Faith put into action can be seen. Again, in the book of James 1, verse 22 through 24. Hallelujah. It says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observed himself, go away, and immediately forget what kind of man he was. So your faith is reflected in everything you do. Faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Faith is evident, clearly seen by your action. You can tell a lot about a person who has faith by the words they speak, by their action, and the way they deal with situations. In other words, if you say you believe God and you fall apart when you're going through something, well, it's very questionable about what you're standing on, about your confession of faith. Faith is an attitude that must be displayed through your action. One thing about it, probably, Simo, action speaks louder than words. As believers of Christ, we must take actions that agree with, stand for, abide in, or reflect our faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, our faith has to be in the Lord. Because you see, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that is the trailblazer. He's the one that started Christianity. He's the one that is the overcomer. Hallelujah. And we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Put your faith into action by doing things that line up with your current level of faith. Sometimes faith in action simply resting in the confidence that God has already taken care of your situation. Prophet Tebow, we are all at a level, different levels of faith. Some of us have childlike faith. Some of us have a stronger faith. But when you become fully mature in faith, there's things that you believe for, and you know that a manifestation will take place. You see, God is so patient with us. He'll take us through tests. He'll take us through, and he'll answer sometimes quickly. Then as we mature in the faith, God will back off, and the time span may be a little longer. Just because it hasn't happened yet, it doesn't mean you were denied. No, God is always working on both ends. It may be a delay, but it's never a denial. God knows how to bring it to pass in his time. We have to understand that our ways are not his ways. God don't work on a timetable. He don't work on a calendar time. He works according to his time. His time is very different. Because he is God. All power is in his hand. He's the God of the universe. He's the God that knows it all, can do it all. We serve an awesome God. So faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Putting your faith into actions by doing things that line up with your current level of faith. You see, sometimes the prophet is too bold. when we get ourselves in trouble is when we look at a person's life and then we get into competition, not realizing that we all have different seasons that we have to go through, even on a spiritual level. There are seasons that are dry. There are seasons that are very, very fruitful. That's why we can't look at a person's life and try to judge it according to the season that they are in. When the Bible says, judge not, but with the same measure that we try to judge someone, it'll be measured back to us again. So let's just be confident in the fact that God is our provider. He is. The Bible says, let us seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us, according to Matthew 6:33. Sometimes faith in action is simply resting in the confidence that knowing that God has already taken care of our situation, our circumstance. You see, the word of God must be combined with faith in order to yield results. So the word of God is absolute truth. The word of God has stand the test of time. So we must combine that with the faith that God has already dealt to us, the measure of faith. You see, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, the Bible says that we can speak to yonder mountain and say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and don't doubt it shall move. Now, it may not be a physical mountain that it was talking about. It may be just something that have put us to a place where we have stopped, where we have felt comfortable in a comfortable zone. No, God wants us to always exercise faith. Faith is like a muscle. It must be exercised. Sometimes people may say, I got faith, and all they're doing is just sitting on their most holy than now. No, you got to get up and do something. You got to move out. If you believe in God for a job, you can't sleep, lay down in bed until 6 p.m. that day and go out looking. No, you got to get up early in the morning. Start going filling out applications. Go from this company to another company. But pray before you leave and ask God to lead and guide you by his Holy Spirit into where to go. Then your faith is being put in action by you stepping out, by you going to these different places, by you putting fuel in the car or the truck that you're driving and going to different destinations and putting applications out there. Then your faith is being exercised, is being exercise and put into action. And then believe God with a spirit of expectation for positive results, for them to call you, not put your application all the way in the back or in the trash. No, not putting it on file, but looking it over and making a decision to call you. That's faith in action. We must have a lifestyle of faith, always coming, always believing, always expecting God's word to take place and work in your behalf. Faith is not just believing. It is believing combined with a specified word that you receive from God's word. Belief is confidence, assurance, and certainty in God in his word. Faith, belief, even when you cannot see any evidence in the natural. I'm going to say that again. Faith believes even when you cannot see any evidence in the natural. Remember, we are people of faith. People of faith, we don't go by what we see, but we go by what we know and having confidence in the word of God. When we say that we are people of faith, we exercise faith. We believe in faith. Everything we receive from God is by faith. Again, Hebrews 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, faith do not need to see, hear, smell, or touch in order for us to believe. Remember this as a rule of thumb. The devil operates in the sense realm. God operates in the spiritual realm. We must meditate on the word of God so that you and I can be successful in life as God's children. To meditate means to ponder. To meditate means to speak it out and think about a scripture until you get the revelation from it. Meditate on it. If you want to grow in the things of God, if you want to be based, to be Bible knowledge to increase, get a scripture and meditate on it until it goes from your head all the way to the depths of your heart, to where it becomes part of you, to where you can quote it out, hallelujah, without no hesitation, until you get a revelation from it. Listen, you can read a scripture, Miss Timbo. You can read it today. Wait and go and read it tomorrow or a week from now, a month from now, even a year from now, and you'll still gain revelation from it. When you apply the word of God to any situation or circumstance, and you see it work for yourself, that helps increase your faith level. You see, you can hear people quote scripture. You can hear a good message being preached, and it may excite you right then and there at that moment. But when it becomes real to you, Prophet Sebo talked about it earlier, nobody can take it away from you because you know it works for yourself. How big is God in you? You never know until you put him to the test. Until you get in a situation and you got to depend on him to move, turn situations around. See, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and that call according to his purpose. Yes, when we know God for ourselves, when we know that God is able and he's willing to deliver and set us free, that's when we know that we have graduated to a different level of faith. Because we know the God that we serve, he's the God that can make impossible things possible. Yes, God is an awesome God. Faith must be put into action for it to come alive. When you see the manifestation of what you have been believing, and you to release your faith for, you don't need faith for it anymore in that particular area because you know for yourself that faith is real, that God is real. He worked it out for you. Yes? So become a person whose faith is in action, who's not waiting, but believing God, moving out, believing that God will open that door. Well, believing that God will turn your situation around, putting your faith into action, and it will not be unnoticed by God. Because God is pleased with faith. Faith moves God. When we put faith into action, God knows it. God is always shows up where there is a willingness to receive. What you receive depends on your faith. And faith is not passive. Faith is a receiver, a taker. It reaches out and it takes what God offers. So if we have little faith, that's what we're going to receive, little. But if we have great faith, then we can receive great from God. God is always offering. He's just waiting for someone to dare to believe. If you're a believer and you move out in faith, God knows it, and he will supply our need. Here in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I'll say that again. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, believe of Christ, women and men of God, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. As believers of Christ, our responsibility is to believe and say what God says. Don't a situation that you're faced with. Get into the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Find a scripture or scriptures or scriptures that you can stand on. Then say what God said. God says, I'm overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of his testimony. Then hallelujah. Say that. Don't get, like Prophetess Tebow said earlier, start mumbling and grumbling. No, say what the word said. There's power in the tongue. There's power in love. You can proclaim life or death over the situation. In the book of Proverbs 4, verse 20 and 21, it said, my son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. You see, the measure of faith that was imparted to you and I at the new birth spiritual experience is powerful. It must be cultivated by God's word. As you and I grow in the knowledge of God, we develop in faith. Make yourself stronger on the promises of the word of God. Release your faith in those promises and activate them in your life. You see, faith, God takes us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. But we have to activate our faith. We have to stretch out in faith. We have to believe in faith. Allow the faith of God in your life to work for you in every area of your life. Faith must be put into action for it to come alive. So living by faith means accepting God's call without knowing where it leads. If we truly want to do God's will, sometimes you will find yourself setting out on a new journey that doesn't seem to make sense from the world point of view. Living by faith means stepping out for God and leaving the results to him. Living in faith means waiting for God to keep his promises. Having faith in God, it is activated obedience. You do not know the stuff your faith is made of until it is tested. God's purpose for testing you is to let you know whether you really believe or not, or what you think that you believe. Faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Faith fills the vacuum of hope. Hope, when coupled with faith, has substance. And that's what the word says. Now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Faith is. Now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. It. Praise the Lord, God is good. Look at you. Faith is. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Check it out. Faith fills the vacuum of hope. Hope, when coupled with faith, have substance, and substance is something rather than nothing. Faith also provides evidence for which it's visible. A faith in Jesus Christ will carry you through this life and even in the world to come. Our faith is in something eternal, not in something that can be destroyed. Remember, all of us have faith. Your faith must be put into action for what it comes, for when it comes alive. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord.
Hebrews 11:1.
Hebrew, according to Hebrew 11 and 1. But we just thank God tonight for this teaching. We thank God because He is a good God. He is an awesome God. He is a God that sits high and looks low. Yes, again, we was, and still is, talking about faith must be put into action for it to come alive. Or simply putting your faith into action. We just hope and pray that was something that we said here tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul. Let us pray. Oh, precious Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you look over your word to perform it. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word shall stand forever. We thank you, Father God, for meeting each and every need of every listener here tonight. We thank you for the anointing to rest upon the word of God. Hallelujah, and draw people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for the year of 2020 of being a year of the manifestation of the promises of God. Thank you for revival that will be birthed forth throughout this nation like never before. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. Thank you that 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that my people, which is called by my name, will just humble themselves. Seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Forgive their sins and heal the land. And indeed, precious Father, we need a spiritual awakening, a spiritual shaking going on in this year like never before. Touch, Lord. Touch, set free, deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Honor each and every request, answer each and every prayer according to your timing. Your ways be established and done from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Touch that one, precious Father, that may be in a hopeless situation that is looking for a relief, that's looking for a way out of no way, Lord. Touch them now. Let this year not go by, precious Father, without, hallelujah, giving them a way of escape to come to you, humbling themselves under that mighty hand, coming to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. If you'd like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, our mailing address is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Address your correspondence to Apostle Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Our broadcasts are aired every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number with your friends and family and join us. Ask them to join us. And if you have heard words that have encouraged you, share those experiences with your friends so that they would want to hear this broadcast. Again, we appreciate you. We love you. God loves you. And we hope to have you on air with us on Friday at 6 p.m. Again, God bless you. Have a great week and Happy New Year.